Hello, it's the 10th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Borough Liberal Democrats came together to honour former Mayor Dave Hodgson's many years of service. Hodgson narrowly lost his re-election bid to Wyboston Conservative councillor Tom Wootton by 145 votes. Following the results announcement on Friday night, Mr. Hodgson admitted being gutted and hoped that his legacy would include competent management of Bedford finances. A Lib Dem spokesman said, Dave Hodgson worked tirelessly for the borough in his role as mayor for 13 and a half years, and we would like to thank him again for everything he has done. Stan Rutledge expressed frustration with his GP at the De Paris Group in Putney after being left on hold for 2.5 hours. The 88-year-old Bedford pensioner, who is also disabled, called to schedule a home visit. A spokesperson for the BLMK Integrated Care Board said that the incident would be investigated. Beds Fire and Rescue attended a vehicle fire outside the Greyfriars Bedford QD store yesterday afternoon. A silver Mercedes van was engulfed in flames, ejecting thick black smoke into the air, affecting surrounding buildings. A spokesperson for the fire service said firefighters worked quickly to extinguish the flames and also ventilated smoke from an adjacent property. A Luton widow has uncovered her late husband's extensive coin collection, with many items dating back centuries. One coin alone, a 17th century William III crown, could fetch over £17,000 at auction. A spokesperson for the auction house, Hanson Ross, said, a collector's passion can never be underestimated. That's all I have today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.